So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land this podcast was recorded on, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, Married at First Sight's Ben Walters has posted a savage TikTok reacting to Ellie and Jonathan's romance reveal in the shocking reunion promo. Married at First Sight's Lucinda Lyatt has announced a huge life change after the show, and Jack and Tori have addressed that just fake it comment and the controversial Temu bracelet. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. Married at First Sight's Ben Walters has posted a savage TikTok reacting to Ellie Dix and Jonathan McCullough's romance reveal in the shocking reunion promo. In case you missed it, Ellie was paired with Ben and Jonathan was matched with Lauren until she found out that Jonathan had been texting Ellie behind her back in the experiment. Now, whilst Lauren found out about their romance on screen, poor old Ben didn't get the memo until Ellie and Jonathan walked into the reunion hand in hand. Ouch. However, it appears he's left all of his resentment in the past because he uploaded a hilarious TikTok with his new girlfriend Eileen, reacting to the foreshadowing of Ellie and Jonathan's romance. Ben recorded his screen as the reunion promo showed Tori Adams saying, "You've been texting Ellie at the commitment ceremony after homestays." Old footage then played of Jonathan giving Ellie the eyes as she walked into the dinner party on her own, after Ben had written that hate list about her, hinting at a secret romance between Ellie and Jono. Ben then stopped filming the screen and then turned the camera towards himself, reacting with a huge ha ha ho. Eileen then chimed in with a quieter whoa. He then finished the clip letting out a laugh that could have come from a villain in a Disney movie. And hey, if being a tour guide doesn't work out for him, he knows what to do. Married at First Sight's Lucinda Lyatt has announced that she's making a big move following her huge success on the show. While she's already debunked rumours that she'll be jetting overseas to become an expert on Married at First Sight New Zealand, exciting things are ahead for her. Lucinda took to Instagram this week to reveal that she no longer calls Byron Bay home. She wrote, "After nearly four blissful years in the divine paradise of Byron Bay, I bid it farewell and journeyed back to my roots in Victoria. My car and I, overflowing and packed to the brim from floor to ceiling, embarked on a road trip filled with loved ones. Each hug helped to ease the emotional aftermath of the wild experiment that was my time in there. While I may not have found the husband I had hoped for, Timbo has become another gem in my heart and a treasure among my beloved kin." Aww, Lucinda really does have a way with words, doesn't she? Now, this post was accompanied by a series of snaps of Lucinda with her loved ones, including Timothy, who also happens to live in Melbourne. So that explains why the pair have been spotted so much together down in Victoria. According to one source close to Lucinda, she actually packed up and left Byron 2 months ago. They told So Dramatic, "Lucinda is living in Melbourne at her mum's. It's not good for her career to be in Byron. Nothing ever happens there." And fair enough. Married at First Sight's Jack Dunkley and Tori Adams have set the record straight about that just fake it comment, plus where Jack actually brought Tori's bracelet from. In case you missed it, during the final dinner party, Tori muttered something to Jack before kissing him, which was subtitled as, "Kiss me, just fake it." Now, chatting to Pedestrian TV following their final vows, Tori spilled that she doesn't remember saying those words, and it sounds like a classic case of convenient amnesia. She said, "If I did say just fake it, I had red lipstick on. No one at that table was going to tell me if I had red lipstick smeared all over my face. So if I did say just fake it, that probably would have been the reason." She then explained that she might have been saying something different, despite the subtitles. She added, "When I watch it back, I don't actually think I say just fake it. I think I say just a quick one or just quickly." And they are two very different sentences. She continued, "We never faked affection. So if the words were just fake it, it would have been because I had a red lip on and that's a disaster waiting to happen. And sure, Jen, whatever helps you sleep at night." Now, during homestays, Jack gifted Tori a gold bracelet that had the letter T on it. However, fans soon discovered that the bracelet could have potentially been from discount retailer Temu for a whopping $3.18, which caused quite a stir on social media. Despite the confusion, though, Jack insisted that he definitely didn't buy the bracelet from Temu, but I'm personally not convinced. He said, "It was quite an expensive little bracelet from a jeweler. It does have two diamonds on it and a lovely little T initial. We bought that on the Gold Coast during homestays from a nice jeweller. And was this nice jeweller Lovisa by any chance? Just kidding. That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. If you would like even more piping hot tea, head straight over to our website, sodramaticonline.com, or click the links in the show notes to find us on social media. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place, next episode. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily.